Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Light Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. I'm going to begin this evening's concert with an overture by Supé. I rather like Supé's music. I think it's a little bit superior to Johann Strauss II, much as I love his operettas, and of course one or two of them are extremely famous. Supé, I think, just has an edge. There's a sophistication about Supé's music. Unfortunately, his operettas are very little known, although the overtures to them are very well known indeed. So let's hear the overture to The Beautiful Galatea. It's a one-act operetta written in 1868 and first performed in Berlin, not actually in Vienna. The story concerns the sculptor Pygmalion, who falls in love with his own statue of Galatea and then asks Venus to bring her to life. Well, it was never going to end well, was it? So, anyway, a splendid overture. Supé, The Beautiful Galatea.
Thank you.
So, an excellent curtain raiser to this evening's concert, Franz von Suppé's overture to his operetta, The Beautiful Galatea. Suppé was born in 1840, and his given names were Francesco Ezechila Ermenegildo Cavalieri Suppé de Melli, and he was born in Spalato, Dalmatia, which is now Split. I'm sure we've all been to Split and sat on the beach and thought how wonderful it all was. That's where Suppé came from. Although I say his main career was in Vienna. So we now need something of our British light music general theme. I've chosen a little piece by Richard Varley, or rather not Richard Varley, Richard Valeri. Born in 1906, died in 2005. Good heavens. Was born in Manchester, studied the piano and the clarinet. He worked in all sorts of bands in the 20s and 30s, including Henry Hall, and eventually formed his own band, which broadcast regularly on the BBC. He was keen, of course, to have his own signature tune, like all of the great bands did, and his wife was rummaging amongst all his old compositions and came up with the little piece we're going to hear today, which is called Magic Carpet. Later on, he worked with a variety of artists, including Gracie Fields, and at the end of his career in the 1980s, he became director of the music publisher Krantz, and was therefore associated with the revival of the works of the English composer Havergal Brian, which had been terribly neglected up until that time. So he led a long and fascinating life. Here then is The Magic Carpet by Richard Valeri.
Thank you.
short piece there by Richard Valeri, The Magic Carpet. And now to the music of Gerald Finzi. Perhaps his best known piece is a wonderful work for tenor and strings, Dies Natalis. We don't really hear as much of Finzi's music as we should. He was of that generation, sort of between Elgar and Vaughan Williams, so he was a contemporary of both, but kind of falls in between them, really. His music, I suppose you could say it was highly perfumed, very wistful, sometimes quite sad, but full of interesting things. I mean, he wrote a wonderful clarinet concerto and so on and so forth. I'm going to play three very short pieces which fall into a kind of general light music remit here. Three soliloquies from the incidental music he wrote for Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. It was a BBC commission and broadcast in 1946, and Paul Scofield was amongst the cast. These pieces were later extracted from the play, of course, and can now be played as three short pieces. I suppose you'd say they were meditative, but obviously very English in style. You'll see what I mean. Three short soliloquies, then, from Love's Labour's Lost by Gerald Finzi.
Thank you.
Three lovely short pieces there by Gerald Finzi from the incidental music he wrote for a production of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost in 1946. Well, we'll try and hear a little bit more of Finzi's music. The Clarinet Concerto is a wonderful piece. I might just introduce the slow movement in a later programme. Now, a composer who does not appear in this series very often. In fact, he may not have appeared ever. I'm just trying to think back. But that's Glazunov, of course, Russian composer Alexander Glazunov. In a way, he's a little bit like Finzi in so much that he falls between two stools. I mean, he was born in the age of Glinka and Rimsky-Korsakov, but he lived on into the age of Stravinsky and Prokofiev and Shostakovich. Himself, he remained a staunch romantic, a little bit like in the way that Rachmaninoff did, perhaps not quite so adventurous as Rachmaninoff. He wrote nine symphonies, although the ninth is unfinished, and a number of ballets, and we'll be hearing something from one of his ballets, a very famous piece, which I'm sure some of you will recognise later in the programme. I thought I'd just give you a taste of what his symphonies are like. I'm going to play a scherzo from the Fifth Symphony. The symphony was subtitled The Heroic. It was composed in 1895 and premiered in 1896, with Glazunov himself conducting. This is a fleet-footed scherzo, glitteringly orchestrated, the kind of piece that Mendelssohn might have written perhaps if he'd lived half a century later. Glazunov's music, well, I suppose you could say it's a little bit like Tchaikovsky, but without the kind of the heightened passion and without the angst. Trouble is, once we get to like the music of Tchaikovsky, we need more and more passion and more angst. And composers like poor old Glazunov, who write beautiful music, beautifully orchestrated, full of wonderful melodies, sort of get sidelined. Not here. So here's the scherzo then from Glazunov's Symphony No. 5. Well, sort of a will-o'-the-wispy sort of a piece, isn't it? The scherzo from the Symphony No. 5 by Alexander Glazunov. And I said we will return to something of his a bit later in the programme. Elgar. And there are lots of chips off the old block with Elgar, lots of short pieces, which are not often programmed today. Some of them are very early pieces he wrote really before he became established, before he wrote Enigma Variations, for example, which he later orchestrated, sometimes many years later, and then they became popular. And this is one such piece. It's called Rosemary, subtitled That's for Remembrance. And it was composed in Settle in Yorkshire in September 1882. Now, I know Settle very well. I lived within an hour of Settle for more than 20 years. And it's a charming, charming Yorkshire Dales town. And Elgar did visit Settle in the 1880s. There's a little booklet about him, I seem to remember, in Yorkshire. He also wrote a very well-known piece in Settle a year or two later. That was Salut d'Amour, which is, of course, best known as a violin salon piece or a piece for a small string orchestra. Rosemary was orchestrated more than 30 years after he originally wrote the piece for sort of violin and cello and piano. Anyway, it's a lovely little piece, Rosemary for Remembrance by Elgar. Delightful short piece by Elgar, not very well known. Rosemary, that's for Remembrance, written in Yorkshire in 1882. Bit of nostalgia now, and a wonderful voice from the past, and a voice which was heard here in Douglas in the 1930s quite often. It's the tenor Hedel Nash, what we would call an English lyric tenor or a light tenor, a tenore graziano, perhaps is what the Italians would call it, a lightish tenor voice. In other words, he wasn't going to be singing Siegfried or Tristan or any of those. A light tenor voice, a very distinctive voice, and one of the most popular of all English singers. He had a career at Glyndebourne and Carl Rosa in the 1930s, but was probably best known for oratorio. He claimed to have sung Messiah over 100 times. I'm not surprised. It was probably a lot more than that. Let's hear him singing O Maiden, My Maiden by Lehar. I think this is really almost as good as the great Richard Tauber himself would have sung. Well, they don't write them like that anymore, and they certainly don't sing them like that anymore. That was Hedel Nash singing Lehar's O Maiden, My Maiden. I don't have anything with me this evening from The Messiah. I will try and look out something from Messiah, which, of course, everybody knew Hedel Ness singing the tenor role in Messiah. But I do have something else by Handel. This is the so-called aria from Handel's opera Tolomeo, which better known then as Silent Worship. Handel's Silent Worship, sung by the incomparable Hedel Nash. It was said that he sings from the heart, and it goes straight to the heart. Let's return for a short while to Glazunov and an extract from his best-known work, which is the ballet The Seasons. It's a one-act ballet in four different scenes, obviously one for each season, composed in 1899 and first performed in February 1900 at the Imperial Ballet in St. Petersburg. The choreography, if anybody's interested, was by Marius Petipa. I'm going to play an extract only from the autumn movement, a glorious dance, or an autumn bacchanal, it's been described as. So, part of autumn then, from Glazunov's The Seasons. Thank you. sumptuously scored extract there from Glazunov's ballet, The Seasons. And we'll return to that music, I think, in a later programme. Now, something completely different, and back to our genre of British light music, a composer who's never appeared on this programme before, Jim Cook, born in Sheffield in 1929. He was a composer, an arranger, a conductor, and helped to form and run the Ormskirk Music Society for many years, and he wrote his concert jig with a local percussionist, Christopher Perry, playing the dulcimer. It's a virtuoso piece. Well, maybe he takes his cue from Ernest Tomlinson's concert jig, a very similar piece. He mixes up all sorts of different meters, 6/8 and 9/8, in other words, 2s and 3s. And apart from the dulcimer, the violin solos as well. A very interesting sort of rustic piece. Jim Cook's concert jig.
Thank you.
An unusual piece there by Jim Cook, a composer who's not appeared in this series before, but we'll try and find some more music by him for a later programme. The hammered dulcimer virtuoso on that particular recording was Christopher Perry. Which brings us to the end of the programme. We need someone to play us out with. I think I've got the perfect thing here. I hope you enjoyed the selection. Bit of an odd one, really. Good to hear the voice of Hedel Nash, though, and those lovely Finzi pieces. We may come back to Hedel Nash in a later programme. I'll find you a little bit of Messiah, something like that. So to play us out with, then, Cuban Dance No. 2 by Lionel Sainsbury. Goodbye.